Good morning, everyone. I'm a little saddened this morning because of the death of a dear friend and colleague who worked on our emergency assessment, surgical assessment unit. And if I cut this short, then you know really, Mo Dibber was his name. He was a wonderful man. And he really epitomized what want to be and want to teach. He had a nature, a peace that I've never seen him perturbed. I've never seen his peace disturbed ever. He was always calm. He was always relaxed. I did speak to Mo about meditation, but he didn't meditate. But we don't need to meditate. Not all of us need to meditate to be able to access the peace, which really is a diamond in our pocket. We're walking around with it. It's available to us at all times, but it's continuously overlooked because of our thinking mind. A lot of people just naturally have a calm, relaxed nature and are in the present moment. And Mo was definitely someone like that. He never used to dwell on the past or have anxieties about the future. He'd always just deal with the situation at hand. When the days got busy, awards got busy, he would just go with the flow. It really does epitomize really everything that I've learned over the last few years about meditation and from reading from the world's traditions about not resisting the events of the present moment. This shouldn't be misinterpreted as not dealing appropriately with risky situations. But don't create the risk in your mind, and that there's no basis in reality. It is just essentially a waste of time and energy. I used to have a very, very active mind, so I believe, well, I believed at the time, up until recently, I believed that I needed the meditation practice, and I probably did just to give me more attention, more focus. Meditation does train focus and it does train attention. But there does come a point where really you cannot escape the mental effort of having to watch your breath. Even though it is really, really easy, there seemed to be, for me, something not quite right about this practice. I became very, very good at it. I could do it for hour and a half without feeling the need to get up or stop the practice. I used to feel deep peace when meditating for those long periods of time. But As long as the meditation, your meditation practice is focused on an object, whatever this object may be, and this object can refer to thoughts, even mental visualizations, thoughts of God. There can be a visual image. There can be a mantra. Whatever the meditation practice, if it's directed externally, there, if you're sensitive, you can perceive a subtle effort, which may manifest as a resistance. I've seen progressive changes over the months and years. When I started a daily practice, huge change then, but a major shift occurred when the focus of my meditation really turned 180 degrees, and the attention, I directed it back onto itself. This practice is known by many names in different traditions, but to give it a name would really just to make overcomplicate what is essentially the most familiar experience, for want of a better word, that we have, and that is to rest your attention on your awareness. And you can do this any time during the day, in the middle of a conversation, just slightly shift your attention onto that which is aware of the thoughts, or that is which is aware of the sounds, or that which is aware, rather than the sounds itself. And because I like sitting meditations, I don't think you need to do a sitting meditation. I did actually turn this into a meditation practice. This is available on Insight Timer, which is a free meditation app that you can download on the App Store and the Android Store. But I'll just run through it briefly, and there's just really 9 words that you need to remember for this practice. So, the purpose of this practice, actually a non-practice because you're not actually doing anything, is to just rest your attention in the present moment. And the most efficient way to get to present moment awareness is to simply ask the question, am I aware? Ask yourself the question now, but before answering, just try and stay in that space, that open, empty space. Before the answer arises, you can ask the question again. You don't need to ask it repeatedly. Am I aware? And just stay there. Thoughts do arise, but you can just return to present moment awareness. You can ask yourself the question again, or just put your attention on exactly the same thing, which is your feeling of beingness, your feeling of being alive. This is exactly the same as the feeling of existence that you have can you shift your focus onto that? It's exactly the same thing. It's what you refer to when you say the word I before completing the sentence. That's what you need to rest your attention on. Not necessarily the word I, but what I refers to, what I points to. And this I is always there with us in the background of every experience before we can say, I am doing anything. We know that I am, and that is the feeling of existence where we need to rest our attention. This is the highest meditation practice. In all the major world traditions, it's also the simplest, just because it's the most familiar experience to all of us. It's actually more familiar to us than breathing itself, the feeling of I am here, or I am. But because it's so familiar, because it's so there, it's always there, it's always overlooked with I'm doing this, or I'm looking at this, or I'm hearing this. And what this meditation practice, what all the meditation practices around the world, and in India, for example, they would have their students practicing sitting meditation, watching their breath for about 25, 30 years before the teacher would then say, actually, you need to turn your attention around back onto itself. So if you're watching this meditation this morning, I've just saved you 25 years of work, because this definitely, definitely works. You just have to persist, and you just have to remember to go there, your most familiar experience, as often as you can. Just ask yourself the question, am I aware? And go to the experience of being aware. Now, I did say that there were 9 words, so I've only given you 3. If you find that your thoughts get too thick, and you can, whether you're sitting in meditation or working during the day, you can just ask yourself the question, to whom do these thoughts arise? The mind is not used to being asked this question, and it is temporarily stilled, and thoughts will arise again, but they will never arise with the same gravity, unless, of course, you feed them and you give them attention. But this is all about directing your attention inwards, back to that diamond that's in your pocket. Nothing happens overnight, but the peace that is our birthright is accessible right now. And the more and more you return to that place, the more this peace will be accessible in your everyday life. Really, this, it's such a little investment, really, whether you believe the words that are coming out of my mouth or not. The fact is, I'm not asking for any money, not asking for any time, not asking for anything, really, just suggesting that you just shift your attention just ever so slightly on, away from whatever you may be aware of, whether they're thoughts or objects, just shift your attention back onto itself. That's such a minimal investment for what is potentially, well, what is not, there's no potential, what is there accessible, what's there waiting for you if you just go there again and again. You don't need to buy a meditation book, see a meditation teacher, watch another one of these videos if you just remember those 9 words and just practice this non-practice, our most familiar experience, again and again. So, to know this, dear friend, was for you.